Hey, what's poppin', part two, people? A little change in the lineup as Ryan Armani decided he had said enough. He said it all.
His quote was, "I'm not passionate about anything else. See ya."
I don't have anything else to say.
I'm like, what are you talking about? You're passionate about everything.
Well, I think he really blew it out there in the hour 20, and I think he said it all.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't imagine what he would say for the next hour.
And what are we doing? What else is left to be said?
There's plenty left to be said, believe me. You know, it's funny with these different people coming on. Well, even with Charlie and with Trudy, and who else was guesting there? Well, ML.
Tom Mazzaway.
Content differs depending on who's here.
It really does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you're the only person who I can throw anything at because you watch as much TV as I do.
Well, or is just an opinionated idiot.
Well, and you don't have... I don't think you have anything to be afraid of.
I think I like everything. Even though people think I'm very negative, I think I just like, you know, pop culture, news, and politics.
No, I'm the same way. I'm interested in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in the business section. Not as often as I am the purple section of USA Today, but... Oh, come on, what's it going to do?
I can't understand the business section most of the time.
It's not that complicated. Christ, it says Shinola is putting up a hotel. What's so complicated about that?
What do they know about the hotel business?
Well, they've got... what's his name with him?
Gilbert.
And Gilbert's helping him, so that's all they need
the
to know.
Big G.
They know Dan Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to start us off, I thought, why don't we take a look at Calvin Johnson on Dancing with the Stars? I know this is stupid, but it might be amusing. And it's getting a lot. Did you notice how much attention it was getting today?
No, Calvin? I don't know why I don't ever watch Dancing with the Stars. What do you mean by attention? Has it gotten...
Well, there's
press?
A picture. The local papers, of course, are fascinated by Calvin. And I think USA Today even had something because Calvin dressed up as Urkel.
Oh, God.
And I think they were... This is so stupid. They were asking him, what was Urkel's
Did
catchphrase?
I do that?
Yeah, Calvin was asked to say that.
No. Did he?
I don't think he did.
Oh, thank God. It's funny because you think about sports stars or... And we were even talking about with Ryan, you know, movie stars, and you do, they are just people, but you do treat them differently based on what they do. And I love Calvin. Interviews with him. He seems like a good dude. I don't know why, but doing Dancing with the Star, my opinion has changed on him a little bit.
Okay, hold on.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Calvin said...
Not too much, but not enough.
Calvin said, I'm enjoying the hell out of it before the performance.
Just went down a little.
He tried to beg off doing an impersonation of Urkel and his famous catchphrase, but did give the camera 1 week. Did I do that?
Did I do that?
Oh, my gosh.
How stupid. Before giving Johnson and Arnold their scores, Dancing surprised the 6'5 athlete with the real Urkel, actor Jaleel White.
Ooh, no, please. Oh, I can't wait to see this, because if he was really excited to meet Jaleel White, I'm going to be bummed. My calvometer will go even further south.
Easy on the calvometer. I don't think they didn't say one way or the other. So apparently he wasn't that excited. But
okay, it's holding steady.
But Jaleel was
at 81.
Jaleel said,
"These are the longest suspenders I've ever seen."
Johnson backstage.
Good one, Urkel.
With hugs and high fives.
Wait, so they just, Urkel was just hanging out backstage?
Oh, he's on stage. No, they had brought him out, I think, Calvin, too. Or they filmed something, I think.
I've had this dude in my fantasy squad for so many seasons.
He
and they call
like
me.
Louis.
Oh, wait.
I've had this guy on my fantasy team for.
I didn't even watch Urkel. I have no idea what I was just trying to sound nerdy.
Family Matters is a great show.
He said, I've had this dude in my fantasy squad for so many seasons. They call me and they tell me, you're doing me. Well, you did that.
What?
As in, did I do that? Well, you did that. Oh, how stupid. I didn't know that catchphrase either. I had no idea.
I used to watch the crap out of that show.
Also, Florence Henderson was there for Maureen McCormick.
Flo-ho?
Yeah. She danced to the Brady Bunch theme.
How do you dance to that song?
Okay, come on, how ridiculous.
Here's the story. Cha-cha-cha. Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude. Hey, Jude.
We were noticing, too, because Maureen McCormick's on there, too.
Hey, Jude.
Yeah.
Has she danced yet? Did you go by her?
She did, yeah, a couple before that. But we're kind of comparing who's hotter, her or Flo, based on age.
Flo's like 30 years older.
Yeah, but Maureen's got some serious turkey neck going on.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, she looks like she's had more work done, don't you think, Jay?
Yeah, very much so.
But Maureen does look like Marsha. I mean, to this day, yeah. You go, hey, there's Marsha Brady.
Flo-ho's wild in the bed, too, right? Wasn't she nailing Williams?
Yeah, Flo-ho.
Williams.
I think Flo-ho is believed to have been really wild, too.
Yeah.
She didn't do Barry Williams. They just went on a date, supposedly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think she said she kissed him goodnight. It was like a joke.
Oh, that's dumb. She kissed Robert Reed goodnight, too. And
either he balled her.
And he threw up afterwards.
With no action on Alice.
What's her name?
She went to Michigan. Wasn't she a lesbian?
I don't know. Probably she went to Michigan. It's possible.
Are all women lesbians that go to Michigan?
No, but would it be more likely?
It would be looked up to.
What do you mean be looked up to? It's all treated equally.
Lesbianism is better than being straight.
She went to Michigan. What does that say about her dating Sam the Butcher?
I know. Well, it depends where he went.
Okay.
I just like pointing out. Anybody in the realm of anything that went to Michigan.
How do we deprogram you from this cult? How are we going to do it? I don't know if it's
doable. I like my university. What do you want me to say?
This cult has got to be the strongest, most powerful cult. It's more powerful than Scientology because people never leave it.
I know. And pay a lot of money into it, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, I wonder who spends more money, Michigan grads giving to their school or Scientology people. It's probably close.
Scientology.
No. Most Scientology people.
Did you know this, by the way? You know how Brady was on the field for Saturday?
Yeah, they just showed a clip. Bernie showed a clip of him throwing a pass to his kid in the end zone.
Oh, that one, yeah. Terrible route by that kid.
By the way, the kid does not look very athletic for a 10-year-old.
No, bad route. That's what I mean. But they had to find him a jacket that didn't have the Nike or Jumpman logo on it because he's sponsored by Under Armour.
What? How stupid is this stuff?
When will it stop?
Wait, all of this stuff, is that a personal endorsement?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But if you're Under Armour and you're paying Tom Brady a lot of money, you don't want a picture floating around of him wearing something Nike. But
Why should someone have to think about everything they put on because it has a fucking logo on it? Because
he's cashing a big check from them. My point is, don't wear something Michigan then if it means that much to you.
So he can't wear any Michigan garb?
No, he can. It just cannot be seen with the Nike logo.
What doesn't have the Nike logo on? Isn't the Nike logo on everything?
There's other licensing apparels. Like, you can go get a golf shirt with a Michigan
M on it. Who wants to think about,
I can't get anything with this logo on it. Jesus Christ. A guy that cashes giant checks from a competitor. That's the only person who would ever think about it.
I bet he doesn't wear a lot of Michigan stuff, then.
Probably not, no. I bet you'd be hard-pressed to find anything Adidas or Nike in his house because of that fact.
Not that dedicated to Michigan like you are? Sounds like he's been deprogrammed.
He's more dedicated. He'll shop even harder to find something with Michigan on it.
No, he was looking for something with Under Armour.
Doesn't exist.
Wouldn't wear the Jumpman stuff.
Doesn't exist.
Wouldn't risk his contract. He doesn't love his school that much. He's got plenty of money. Doesn't need the money either. What's the Jim Harbaugh milk commercial?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It looked stupid. I didn't see the whole thing. Is it funny?
No, I didn't find it particularly hilarious.
But they're trying to be funny, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that his wife?
Yeah, that's Sarah. She's beautiful.
She's really adorable.
She's younger than I am.
Is there anything this guy doesn't have going on?
No. No. He's got the world by the balls right now.
Does I really get a charge out of him. I mean, he's the kind of guy, and this is going to sound really stupid, but when he talks, I don't only listen because it's Jim Harbaugh talking, but he says things that are actually
different.
I find them inspirational in a stupid way. I mean, I don't play football, but Bo Schembechler was the same way. The sort of stuff Bo talked about, you could apply it to anything.
Mm-hmm. He was saying on Dan Patrick today, and they must have been asked about the milk commercial, but he's like, we don't drink that sissy-ass skim milk in our house.
Who said that?
Harbaugh.
Oh, Harbaugh did?
Yeah, it's just whole milk. That or bust.
Go ahead, Jay. We might as well listen to it.
Oh, boy. You're just going to make fun of it.
All-out blitz.
Hey, sweetie. Are you watching game tape?
Something even better. You. Pause the tape. Less sugar means Captain Completion here can fit back into his old armor.
nothing upsetting the stomachs on this team.
Unlike those fish sticks you made.
Unnecessary roughness.
He's good.
Sure. It's for a different
script approval.
It's for a different kind of milk, I guess. That's lower in sugar and
lactose free.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see Calvin. Let's take a look at the Calvinator. I got it.
Last time Steve Urkel was in our ballroom, that was back in season 14 when Family Matters star
competed
alongside Gavin DeGraw, who performed for us tonight. Tonight, wide receiver Calvin Johnson Jr. revives the Urkel as he looks like Urkel on steroids as he foxtrots with Lindsay.
Tom Bergeron reveals Calvin Johnson does steroids.
I think you just broke the record for the brightest smile I have ever seen.
Last week, people probably saw a different side of me because my personality during football season is very reserved. But here, I can let loose. I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
Our TV theme is...
Family Matters.
Yeah.
Growing up, I watched Family Matters all the time.
I feel like you were maybe kind of like an Urkel when you were a kid.
I was a smart kid, but I was not Urkel.
Toe.
I learned last week, I really had to not only dance, but I had to... act the part. This week, I just got to be able to go over the top with it. How close?
Give us your best Steve Urkel line.
Oh, man, I can't do that.
Gotta play the character. Yeah.
This Tuesday, somebody will be voted off the show. So you got to bring it. My goal is to win it all. Yeah. That's something Urkel would do, though. That's I hurt my nipple.
Oh, yeah. See, now I do that.
I do that.
They're dancing to the actual theme song.
I know. It's ridiculous. Wow.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls.
She's smoking hot.
All the dancers are, aren't they?
I know. They're really, really beautiful.
Gonna win this thing?
Really?
I think so. He's just so graceful.
It's not gonna be Lochte.
He's so graceful.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Being graceful?
Calvin and Lindsay.
No, he's very athletic. I mean, of course you'd be good at this.
I thought it had to do with who people voted for.
Well, to get, I think, in the final seven or eight.
Come on over here,
but you have to be good to win this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rick Perry's not gonna win.
Did she rack her tubes up anymore?
You are so darn cute. I mean, it's...
Where's the crane they used?
It's contagious. Every move, you've got sort of like the right charm. You've got like all these different packets of charm. You're like, I'm going to give smooth charm. I'm going to give cute charm. I'm going to give this charm. And your hold was actually very good considering that incredible height difference. I'm very impressed with you.
I got to ask...
Same thing I thought, too. I was really impressed by that hold.
I just want to hear what Calvin just said because it's going to be something stupid.
So darn cute. Never.
Oh, boy.
I missed it.
I'm very impressed with you.
I got to ask, playing football, how many times did you hear, you're so darn cute?
Never.
Never, I didn't think so.
didn't
come up a lot. Glenn.
The Detroit Lion has come out with a roar. Full of...
Oh, my God.
Understated moments, which I love. You know, watching you do
whatever. You want to see Marsha Brady just for shits
S&G's,
and giggles?
Yeah.
I forgot not to swear tonight.
What does that mean? Dun, dun, dun.
Is this Marsha Brady? Is that her?
No. There's Rick Perry. Which, come on. What do you think?
I was looking at the check.
What do you think of when you see Rick Perry, by the way? Do you think of anything?
Wait.
You don't think of him spacing out here at Oakland University about the three departments, cabinet he was going to shut down.
That was
and he repeated
very
the
funny.
Same one twice.
Well, and someone suggested the third one was something that it wasn't. I think he said, "Yeah, that's it."
Yeah, why are they helping him? The Department of Defense, right, Rick? Yeah, that's it, defense.
He just couldn't remember.
That cooked him, really bad, man.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Wow, is she all the way to the beginning? Oh, there she is.
She still looks pretty good.
So does Flo-Ho.
Although she's a little bigger up the middle.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I can't
wait. Not like her sisters.
I can't wait to see how you... Oh, boy, look at that neck,
oh,
Jay.
My
you're
God.
Right. Yikes.
What is her neck, 80 and the rest of her is 50?
Yes, apparently.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my gosh. I can already tell he's going to be stupid.
Flo-Ho on the set.
Marsha.
Would you?
No.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. They had hair of gold.
Oh my God, I can't stop looking at her neck.
Here's a story of a man named Brady.
Who would ever dance to this dumb song?
They were four men living all together. Yeah, they were all alone. Till the one day when this lady met this fellow. And they knew that it was much more.
Why does she get to dance with the whole group?
I don't know, but I can't stop looking at her neck.
I know, it's weird.
She wears a scarf all the time. Oh, I see they have six people, so it can be the Brady Bunch. That's why the other people are dancing.
Yeah.
Now, it took me this long to figure it out.
It's not fair.
Wayne and Autumn kicking off TV Night with the Brady Bunch theme, special assist by the lovely Florence Henderson. There you go. Good start. All right,
I just want to see her neck one more time. It's hideous. I mean, it's actually, I'm not kidding. She's the neck of a 75-year-old.
All right, now, just like last week, we're going to hear from all four judges right at the outset. And then since we've got another big night of competition for the
rest
of the
show. Can't she license that porn film she made?
We'll hear from three of them at a time. We always start with our head judge.
Get that neck fixed?
Didn't she do a bunch for Coke, that's right.
You captured the flavor of the TV show. It was fun. It was entertaining.
She did not. What do you mean the flavor of the TV show?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Was much that better. Neck. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, hideous.
How old is she?
Hideous, like 53.
Really?
Yes.
You're not. You know,
Jay, look up her age, please.
She looks a lot older.
She's like 59, I think.
But one thing
she looks a lot older than 59.
Body contact,
she's
it
60.
A bumpy at times and you weren't connected
she looks a lot older than 60.
That looks 80.
Choreography, character, so fun.
Thank you.
There you go.
My mom is 95, and my mom's neck does not look that old. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding. I mean, if my mom's neck looked that old, I would tell her, Mom, that's hideous.
Ugh.
What a freeze frame.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't tell my mom that, but
why not?
That is so awful. Oh my God, Jay, can you post a picture of her neck? Can you find one possibly?
It might wreck our site, but okay.
I just want people to know that I'm not just picking on her.
No, that's rough.
She, back in her wild child days, in her 20s, she got into cocaine in a big way, and there was one guy that apparently she used to get a lot of cocaine from. And so she'd sleep with this guy to keep the coke rolling. And then apparently he wanted to film the action.
Ooh.
And instead of saying no, she thought that might cease the cocaine machine. So she went with it. And
she doesn't fit that type, does she? Do you think she does?
I would have never guessed that. If I was to guess anyone would do that, it would be Cindy.
Susan Olsen?
Yeah. Who's really nice, by the way.
Oh,
she was really
awesome.
Nice. Remember when she came in?
I don't think I was here then.
Yeah. You weren't?
No, I don't think so. I don't ever remember meeting Susan Olsen.
That was in the second building we worked in, the one on the same site, but not the one.
Yeah. That would have been before 97.
But you were there for most of that.
I was. 90,
she was doing a Vipers game.
97. It must have been, oh boy, maybe I was there then because I booked a lot of those. Maybe it was that forgettable.
I was thinking you were there. No, she was really nice.
It could have been right before then.
She was really cool. Were you there when Marianne was there?
No.
Oh, okay. She was there for the Vipers, too.
Oh, no, yeah. Wait, Dawn Wells.
Yeah, Dawn Wells.
Yeah, absolutely was. Uh-huh.
Dawn Wells was awesome. She was sitting in the kitchen, and she heard us blasting away at OJ.
Yeah.
During the news. And then she came in, like, you know, probably 10 minutes after the news is over. I think it was a 7 o'clock deal. She was there early. And she just went off on OJ. He is so guilty!
Oh, that's great.
We've never predicted that Marianne would want to pop off about something like that, but she just leaped right in. I heard your news. I heard you guys talking about it. You're so right. He is so guilty.
That's funny.
Yeah, she was wild. She was really nice, too.
Are you
really
done with nice. Dancing with the Stars?
Is there something else you
want
to say?
I wanted to queue up something else on the TV to see if I can find it. Do you record the 7 o'clock news on Channel 7?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
What's on the 7 o'clock?
I guess they did a story on the Boblo boat. The piece of shit Boblo boat.
The most overblown story in the history of stories.
The one that you and I despise. Let's see if they did it at 6 o'clock.
No, I'm so tired of that story. It's like, nobody cares.
About the Boblo boat is?
Every time I say that, people go, I grew up and I used to go on the Boblo boat. It was the most wonderful thing ever.
No. Because when we talked about it at 105.
Well, the boats are pieces of shit.
No. And then we got flooded with tons of stories about people have blow jobs on the boat.
Oh, yeah. True.
the real memories of the Boblo boat.
Well, people were trying to frame it in a way that we could find joy in it. But, I mean, you can do all that stuff anywhere. Why do you have to be in the Boblo boats?
You're talking about the renovations.
Story. Yeah. Did you find it online?
I got the audio.
The boats are decrepit. They're in decrepit shape.
Yeah, they're pieces of crap.
And does anyone really want to go to Boblo Island anyway?
No, there's nothing there.
It was an amusement park, right?
Yeah.
That's no longer there.
Yep.
Right. So what are you going to go to Boblo for?
Ruined porn. Oh, here it is. Here's a 6 o'clock version on TV.
What can I guess? Is someone restoring the Boblo boat?
Part of Detroit's treasured past needs a new place.
Look at that piece of shit.
Tonight, Michigan's only remaining Boblo boat. It's got to move. The SS St. Clair has been sitting
in
a donated spot in Delray for a year now, but the people restoring it have been asked to move, and they've been asked to do it fairly quickly, about 2 weeks. The boat that used to shuttle families.
Get that piece of shit out of here in 2 weeks.
Is considered a National Historic Landmark.
I don't want to look at that piece of shit.
A long-term space to continue their work.
Wait a sec. Did you
catch their work for the next 2 decades?
How much restoration have they done on it?
Build a new boat. That boat is a piece of shit.
Listen,
build a new boat.
Look at these shots of this boat, and they act like they've been restoring it.
What have they done?
Place to dock tonight. Michigan's only remaining Boblo boat.
They fixed the holes in the bottom.
The SS St. Clair has been sitting at a donated spot in Delray for a year now, but the people restoring it have been asked to move, and
they haven't done a thing.
The boat that used to shuttle families to Boblo Island Amusement Park is considered a National Historic Landmark.
Oh, what a dump.
Restoration say, is considered a piece of shit.
Long-term space to continue their work.
It's a total piece of shit. Look at these pictures.
Wow, nice restoration work.
Man said, get that piece of shit out of here in 2 weeks. I don't want to look at it anymore.
Oh, wow. They haven't done a thing to him. Just looking at some stories online.
Oh, it's a disaster. Mm-mm. Build a new boat.
Why do people need this boat for anyway? There's no Boblo to take it to.
Why do people want? You should see the. Oh my god!
That's what it was, Drew.
Is that duct tape on the booths? The booths are like duct tape.
That's what was the last story when we talked about it. Was you could buy a ticket to go tour it for the last time before the other Boblo boat took off to the Finger Lakes or whatever in New York. Remember, it was moving.
Oh my god! That's stupid.
Last time you can go to the Boblo boat.
What? Why would you restore something when every inch of it is decrepit and rusted out or rotted out?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like you would get your money back.
I don't see one inch of that boat that looks like it's not completely rotted out.
Who cares anyway? How much do you think it costs to tow that piece of shit?
Probably more than the boat's worth.
$20,000.
More than the boat's worth.
And they said, yeah, you got it, Jay. It's more than the boat even worth. Just sink it. We want to make it a year-round venue. We'll have private parties, concerts on the ships. Seniors can come down and listen to old-fashioned music, play some bingo, movie nights where you dress up like Rocky Horror Sound of Music or Grease.
Oh, God, shoot me. If you ever seen me at that event, shoot me. Please.
Oh, man. Well, they have a website if you want to go help them out.
No, and don't give it out.
I'm not going to.
Jay, if he gives it out, edit it out, please.
I guess they've done some welding, according to their website.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that welding really makes it look good. It's really helping.
They should have started by painting it first, right? Just cover it in new paint.
But they've got to completely scrape every inch of the boat before they paint it. Wouldn't it be cheaper to build a brand new boat?
It doesn't have the history of this boat.
Oh, my God. I don't get it.
No one gets
it. Yeah, so the roof's completely collapsed, the top roof.
Ah!
You can see the big smokestack on the top is like the Leaning Tower of Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza.
It's leaning to one side. Oh! Oh! Okay. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. The latest cop shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not cop shootings, actually. Citizen was shot. And I'm still confused as to why this person was shot. Apparently, allegedly, he was reaching into the car, and the police officer, who is a drug recognition expert, felt that the person was on PCP.
Yeah. Has that been confirmed?
Oh, they found PCP in the car.
They did, okay.
Yeah, they did. Which is pretty wild, I thought.
Did she give that statement?
She planted it?
Did she, I was just going to ask that. When did she give that statement before or after?
Hopefully she made him swallow some before she before he breathed his last breath.
You know what, though? He didn't look, and I'm not a PCP recognition expert. I just go based on movies and YouTube videos. But did he look like he was on PCP from the overhead camera shot?
No, he looked a little buzzed, maybe.
Yeah, he was walking around with his hands up.
His car was stalled.
I know.
Why was it stalled in the middle of the road, though? It was kind of odd, wasn't it?
Because he was on PCP.
Oh, well, probably. Yeah, he was on PCP, so. He had PCP.
Once again, it's Tulsa, too, which doesn't that raise some flags? I mean, isn't that the city that had the guy who paid to be a deputy who killed another unarmed man?
In the maybe the dumbest story ever until the Bobble Boat story. That was so stupid.
Yeah. I mean,
how could you let a guy shoot someone when he's paid to be on, he's like paid to ride along and pretend he's a cop.
He wasn't supposed to have a gun.
He was a make-believe cop.
And he's the guy that went to grab his taser, but oops, grabbed the gun instead. Oops.
And why is one cop tasering this guy and one is shooting him?
There's a great question.
Why not just taser him first and see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. In any of these cases, I don't know why they don't just taser the, well, unless they've got a gun they're about to shoot at him.
I don't know. This one looks really bad, too. Although at the end he does reach into the car. It seems like they had ample time to.
Is that the shot we're seeing? Was it where he's reaching into the car?
Yeah.
Well, that is odd that he's reaching into the car, and that is stupid. I mean, that's the one thing you don't do is reach into your pockets or reach for something, because that's, they're going to always
say. PCP, man. Can we roll this? I just want to hear what the update is. The update.
Rolling outrage after a deadly police shooting. Tonight, the officer's defense for the first time here. Dash cam video showing the father of four with his arms up right there, walking back toward his broken down SUV just moments before he was shot and killed.
He's on PCP.
Clayton Sandell is in Tulsa tonight on the officer and her defense.
Tonight, the Tulsa police officer who killed Terrence Crutcher is telling her.
Is this a serious issue, shallow thought coming up?
Well, not entirely.
Okay.
I just look at this chick and I go, this chick was just like scared and just was like freaked out and shot him because she's a chick.
Well, she doesn't look tough in that picture.
No, she does not look tough at all.
In the last 9 years, they've had 24 fatal shootings by police in Tulsa.
In how many years?
Since 2007.
They've had fatal shootings of police?
24 fatal shootings by the police.
Oh, by the police since 2007, 9 years?
Tulsa's not very big, what,
it's, maybe 300,000? It's like a mid, probably 500,000, I would guess.
Okay.
Somewhere like that. I mean, Detroit has had none in the last year.
I know. So what does that tell you?
That's pretty good.
Side.
This was not something that was done out of hate or anger.
Through her attorney, Officer Betty Sheldon says Crutcher ignored her repeated commands in the minutes before these videos begin, saying he appeared to be under the influence of drugs.
She's screaming at him, stop, stop, stop.
Yeah.
He walks up to the window, faces the SUV, and then looks at her. And then his left hand goes into the car window, and that's when she fired her shot.
But attorneys for Crutcher's family reject that, saying the video shows there's no way he could have reached for anything.
The window was up, so how could he be reaching into the car if the window is up and there's blood on the glass?
And tonight, Tulsa That's police tell ABC well, News hold investigators on. Found.
Would they have, when they towed the car away, would they have put the window up, though?
There's, if there's blood on the glass, they'll have the blood get on the
what
window.
What if he bled down the, I mean, if he's bleeding and he's over the window, that crevice where the window
Except
goes down?
Looking at that shot, the blood is halfway down the window.
And there's blood on the glass.
Well, he...
I mean, he's not, the blood wouldn't start bleeding.
What was he doing there, though? Didn't it look like he was reaching into the car?
Well, or he could have been... See, this is where videos get hard because it's from a helicopter. Could he possibly just be putting his hands on top of the car? He's a tall dude.
Well, there's a big difference between reaching into a car and putting your hands on top of a car.
Do you want to shoot at someone reaching into a car?
Well, you know, when they tell you what to do, you follow their instructions. Their concern is that you're going to pull a gun out of your pocket... Or you're going to get a gun from some odd place and shoot them.
Okay.
What I think sucks about this whole thing, though, is this is a stalled car.
Mm-hmm.
Why the car is stalled and half of it is on the left side of the two yellow lines and half it's on the right side of the two yellow lines, that is rather intriguing to me. As in, is this guy fucked up or what? I mean, seriously, would you put your stalled car where that car is? It's partially in the oncoming lane.
No. I mean, the guy's walking around for a while with his hands up. There's ample time to take him down. The second he allegedly reaches into the car, you shoot him.
But he's not under arrest for anything, so why would you take him down?
What do you mean? They're asking him.
It's not like they pulled him over for, you know, hitting a car and leaving the scene.
Why would you shoot him then?
I don't know. I don't understand any of this. Show me the last picture, Jay.
If he's not a threat, why would you shoot at him?
Oh, that one. Car is like two-thirds in the left lane for some reason. I mean, this is really weird.
I don't know.
Frankly, I'm not sure why his hands are up. If my car stalls...
Because they probably told him to put his hands up.
And a cop pulls up, I'd say, hey, my car's stalled. Or I figured they would go, hey, what's going on? And you'd say, my car's stalled. And they go, oh, okay, well, can we get you some help? Why has it turned into this giant confrontation? I don't understand why it's even a confrontation.
Because I don't know what started.
Other than the fact that his car is in the oncoming lane, which is really strange.
I don't know what started it, but one of the first calls was, I have a stalled car. He's not listening to instructions, even though he's walking with his hands up.
Well, somebody called, too, and said he was fucked up.
Yeah.
Someone called the police.
Is. That's probably why his car's in the middle of the road. That's probably why he's not listening. I don't know. I don't think that justifies shooting somebody.
Well, won't they have tape from the car, from the police car? From the officer?
I would hope so.
I mean, that would be a lot more valuable.
His family reject that, saying the video shows there's no way he could have reached for anything.
The window was up, so how could he be reaching into the car?
That's intriguing.
If the window is up and there's blood on the car.
They're not going to roll the window.
Oh, this is a video from the car, from the cop car that I'm looking at.
They're not going to roll that window up, though, when they tow it, are they?
It looks like he's reaching into the car, except the cop's blocking it now. I mean, he's doing something at the car door.
I hate, though, that this is going to be black, or not, for lack of better words, black or white. People are going to either say, nope, you've got to listen to exactly what the cop says, and
well, you should listen to what the cop says.
That's why you get shot, but you don't deserve to be shot because he's got his hands up in the air. There's a lot more to this story.
No, it's not that simple. It's never that simple.
But no side will give the other side an inch in the thinking whatsoever.
Well, that's stupid. I personally don't understand why this guy couldn't just be tased. I don't even know why he has to be tased. His car is stalled. But then again,
one of the officers drew a taser. The other one decided to draw the gun.
He looks like he's trying to get into the car for some reason there. And he's obviously ignoring the police. There's like four cops there now.
I was going to say, because it's not normal for the other two backup officers that arrived to be running like that unless they think that something's wrong.
Well, but those guys know the call is, I have a guy who's not listening to instructions, and he's walking back to his car with his hands up and on his head.
Right. It's just at the start of the video, the two responding officers are walking at first, and then it turns into a run. It's like everybody's calm at first, and then it becomes a run. So even the backup officers, when they arrived, you know, building off of what you said, but at some point they broke into a run. You can see in the video they're walking at first and then it's a run. So it just seems like something developed.
But what could that be?
Yeah.
Just that he gets closer to the car?
Well, obviously they're telling him not to go to the car. They're probably telling him to, you know, go to the side of the road, get on your knees or something like that, and he's walking to the car. And so naturally, in their mindset, they think he's getting something out of the car, or they think he's going to get something out of the car, probably. I mean, I'm predicting that's what they'll say.
Don't you think it's weird that the one that has the gun pulled fires before the one that has the taser pulled?
I thought they fired at the same time. Why would you taser someone who's already been shot?
Well, I didn't even know the taser. I didn't know the stun went off. I just know he had it pulled, he had it drawn.
So, well, that's interesting because that suggests that
there was a deployment of the taser,
which implies that two police were concerned about him. But why is one person concerned to the level of a taser and one wants to shoot him?
Yeah.
And I think at the end of this story, there's something to the effect
that time.
That she is was the most scared she's ever been.
Okay.
But, you know,
it's not a defense.
It's a chick.
I'm sure that's true. I don't doubt that, but is that really a defense?
I don't know. I am so...
I was more scared this time.
Oh, this story is going to just suck. You know, this is going to be in the news for the next week, and we're going to have to hear every inch of it. And
2 minutes passed before they even went to check on him as well.
Well, that makes no sense.
I never understand that.
Well, that seems to be all these cases. Why do they not check on him? What's the...
I'm assuming it's some kind of odd protocol, but if he's laying there not moving and blood is pooling around him, you might want to go take care of him.
You know, the guy that was shot in his car where his girlfriend was on Facebook?
Yeah, Philander Castillo.
That guy was sitting in the car bleeding out for 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I think it was 9 minutes. I don't know what's going
shot
on.
Shot in the arm.
I don't know what's going on in these cases. It's something, in my opinion, there's something about police procedure that is... See, I don't want cops to get shot.
No one wants anybody to get shot. But the question I think that remains in all of them, and do I think it's an epidemic? I really don't. It's a rare occasion, which is why it makes the news, which is why it gets talked about. But these last three look pretty damn bad. Baton Rouge.
Which ones?
Baton Rouge, Elton.
Well, those aren't Sterling. Those aren't the only shootings, though.
No, but those are the three big ones recently because they look the worst. But you never hear, or you rarely hear, good police officers, which is 99.99999%.
Well, there's the family in Charlotte.
Shoot it down.
It's upset because the guy who was deaf was white and the cop was black, and they feel their story gets no attention because their deaf family member was white.
Yeah, it doesn't
the cop
get any
was
attention,
black.
Of course.
No, it disappeared. I mean, we heard about it for one day. And to be honest, you know, that was another one of these stories.
But in all these stories, doesn't it seem like police officers shoot too soon?
What they consider to be in danger and what I consider to be in danger are two different things.
And
I'm not saying
they're the ones that go through the training.
I'm not saying that just for these stories. I'm saying this for multiple stories.
Yeah.
I always bring up the one with the rake because I'm not that afraid of a guy swinging a rake. I think I can get out of the way of a big rake.
Yeah.
There was another one with a homeless guy downtown that everyone knows by Detroiter Bar where this homeless guy was shot to death.
Is that where the guy chased him? Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
He was approaching the cop. He was coming at the cop, but he didn't have a weapon, and he was a smaller guy. But by their protocol, if someone's coming at you to do harm to you, and
you stop
and you tell them to stop and they won't stop and they're continuing to come after you to bring harm to the police officer, I guess they can shoot him because I think that guy was cleared. See, according to their procedure, so many of these cases where you think, well, no, he didn't have to shoot that guy, but yet they end up clearing him.
Well, like I've said before, though, the laws do favor the police as they should. Yeah, because it's a crazy job. It's nuts. I don't know how anybody is an officer.
You know, is some of this where the public needs to be educated a little bit that when you get pulled over by the police, you just do this and nothing else, and you don't fight police, you don't go somewhere else, you follow the instructions.
Still, I know we're going to disagree with this. I still think that's too simplistic at times.
Why?
Well, first off,
you won't get shot.
First off, if you're on PCP, it's a lot easier to say. Should he be driving? Of course not. Just because you're on PCP allegedly doesn't mean you should be shot. Are your actions going to present consequences? Sure.
But if you get to the point in the officer protocol where they have to decide whether to shoot or not, then there's a chance that they will be shot.
Did he look very threatening when they shot him? When she shot him?
I'm not a PCP recognition expert.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
If he's reaching in the car, what if he pulled out a gun and shot him? But I mean, that's all they need. But
I guess it's going to rest on if the fact he was reaching in the car or not, and who you believe.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, you know, that video Jay was showing, that was from the police car. So yeah, I would imagine
the angle's terrible though for that. The helicopter's the better angle.
That was yeah. Well, I think you'll be able to see.
Well, have fun with this one because this is not going to go away for a long time.
Well, it's not going to go away because she's white and he's black. By the way, her husband is the chopper pilot.
Oh, he is?
Top two.
Is he the one that said, he looks like a bad dude?
Yeah, I think so.
It is?
Yep. Can you bring up those stories, Jay?
Oh, boy. That's...
Just check.
Hmm. By the way, there's another dash cam, according to this story. I haven't seen the camera yet, that appears to show his hands, Kutcher's hands, on top of the vehicle before he was shot.
Well, if she's that blind, then she's in trouble.
Do you tend to open a door from the top? Do you tend to reach in your car from the top?
No, we all know how you reach in a car.
Of course.
Shelby's been accused of using excessive force twice during her career. That's this chick?
Whoa.
She's a wild woman. Both his complaints were determined to be unfounded. Well, then why are you mentioning it? She's a field training officer, meaning she works to train rookie officers.
Anybody can claim something that's if they're unfounded.
She's also received four letters of commendation, Oklahoma Meritorious Service Award. Ooh! She checked yes to the question whether she ever possessed or used illegal drugs. Oh!
How is she going to be a PCP recognition expert unless you do it?
That's true. I agree.
You got to do it at least once.
A pro-America rally at a Tulsa high school. That's really part of her bio? Prior to becoming a police officer, Shelby spoke at a pro-America rally.
What is a pro-America?
She led the Pledge of Allegiance and spoke about her husband, fellow Tulsa police officer Dave Shelby, who was deployed to Iraq at the time.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
They also list her that they specifically list she did not go to U of M.
Oh, no. I would have known that, Jay. I would have told you.
Not like Ambie Davis. Northeastern State University.
Yeah, God. This story's going to be annoying as hell, I can tell already.
It already is annoying as hell.
There have been 640 people killed by police this year, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, which, I don't know. What's that as a percentage of 320 million? That's a tiny, tiny number.
How many justified? How many unjustified?
You know what? This is what's so stupid about it. They didn't even say. Here's the way the story went. There have been 641 people shot by the police this year, 161 of them black.
That's a little misleading.
What do you mean?
Well, I'd like to know what were deemed justifiable shootings and which ones weren't.
Well, don't almost all of them end up being justifiable by their...
Yeah, oh yeah.
No, they were specifically pointing out that the 25%, well, what is it, 25% of them are black. Okay. Going back to Hillary Clinton just for a moment.
Mm.
There was an editorial in either the News or the Free Press today. And it was about how the Trump and Chelsea Clinton, how these families raised their kids to be. I thought it was kind of a bullshit editorial, actually. It was sort of implying that these kids should be forced to go out and get jobs and not be helped by their parents. And I understand to an extent, but who doesn't want to help their kids?
Of course.
And who doesn't want their kids, if they want to be part of their lives, be part of their lives? But anyway.
What's the criticism? Just that they didn't?
Well, I have to be honest. I thought the criticism of Trump was a little bit. I don't even know what they were saying. They were just suggesting that, is it really, is it really normal for four kids to work for their father's company and, you know, sort of be on easy street? Is it really normal to go to private schools that cost $40,000 a year? And it was just sort of implying that
he's rich.
Yeah, he's rich.
The president's kids go to very expensive private schools in D.C.
Well, a lot of people go to private school. I don't think there's anything wrong with going to a private school. I mean, you can rag on people for doing it. I've done it all my life.
Chelsea would have gone to the same private school Malia and Sasha do.
The point was that both of them, the way their kids have been treated in the real world, is sort of unreal world-esque.
Oh, yeah. But that's
and I was, to a point, finding it a little, I thought it was sort of a, I didn't really understand where this thing was going. But anyway, I kept reading it, and I get to the Chelsea Clinton part. And Chelsea Clinton's net worth is $15 million.
Wow, really?
Chelsea Clinton's net worth. And
from what?
Well, she's on one board for, I'm trying to think of what the organization was. Anyway, it's these board seats were very, what's the word? People, very desirable board positions. Mm-hmm. And somehow Chelsea Clinton got one. They meet a couple times a month. She's paid $300,000 a year for being on this board.
Really?
Yes. And she's also on the board for the Clinton Library.
And the Clinton Foundation, right?
Yes, of course.
Plus, she is a great reporter.
Oh, that's the most disgusting thing of all, probably. Uh-huh. I don't think Trump could have even pulled that off.
That she was on, what was it, on NBC?
ABC. ABC? She was, yeah, and I always hated how Peter Jennings would act like, oh, great work, Chelsea. In other news, she earned her net worth through her career at the consulting firm McKinsey & Company, as well as Avenue Capital Group, and she's also on the board of the School for American Ballet. Woo! They were kind of ragging on her, too, for marrying a guy that runs a hedge fund. She can marry whoever the fuck she wants.
Yeah. What is the president's daughter, the ex-president's daughter, supposed to marry?
They were kind of giving her shit,
runs
though.
Runs in different circles.
They were kind of giving her crap because she said that she had given it a lot of thought, and she decided that money doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, because you have a ton of it.
Well, but then at the point she said that, and then the period immediately after, everything she does seems to be a big money grab.
I mean, she does. They all do. Trump's kids and Chelsea all have really good educational backgrounds. Do they have the typical growing up experience? Nope, because four of them are offsprings of a billionaire, and the other's the president's daughter, ex-president's daughter. Why? I don't understand the rub there. Of course you're going to. And they're not running the, well, although the Trump kids are his closest advisors.
I don't know why. I thought Chelsea Clinton was going to be a little.
You know what drives me nuts about her, though?
What?
When she had her little fainting spell on September 11th.
Hillary?
Yeah, and they're like, she went back to daughter's apartment, which, when you hear, like, how old's Hillary and how old's Chelsea?
Chelsea's like 32, 33.
Oh, okay. Well, you just, I guess maybe I was thinking that she was younger, but you don't expect that kind of apartment that she had, one in Manhattan.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like it's not like she's got milk crates, exactly. You know, where TV's in a milk crate.
Exactly, yeah. The mattress not sitting on a frame, just sitting on the floor. With no springboard.
And no fitted sheet.
But when you hear that mom went over to her apartment, that's the image I have in my head. And
Hillary's lying on a mattress with no sheet on it.
Stain in the middle of the mattress.
Gross.
From Ms. Vinsky.
Oh, God.
Laying on a Ms. Vinsky stain. Isn't that his name? Isn't that his husband's name?
Yes.
Mark.
But of course, it's this beautiful, at least he spells it correctly, it's this beautiful apartment building.
I mean, talk about easy street.
Yeah.
$15 million. What has she done? She's done nothing.
She went to Stanford. She played referee between her dad and mom.
You know what almost pisses me off more than anything about that ABC job she had?
Mm-hmm.
Was that she did it for like a year and quit.
Because she was awful.
She was horrible.
I fully believe they kind of ended that.
Oh,
contract.
I don't know, Mark. She did multiple stories. The first story she did, you could go, oh my God, she's terrible.
Yeah.
She never should have had the job. It was a joke. I mean, someone clearly said, you will hire her. and then when she did the first story, they went, well, do you think anybody knows how terrible she is? Oh, I don't know. I think she might have skated through. Well, hopefully she'll get better. Well, she didn't get better. She was awful. the fact that she quit tells me that she never really was serious about it in the first place.
No.
She just said, I want to be a network news reporter. And then when she found out how what it was, she went, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
Hey, didn't Monica Lewinsky, didn't she end up on a board too? Or what did Vernon Jordan, didn't he put her on a board for Revlon? Or did she want to be put on the Revlon board? And they're like,
no, wasn't he on the Revlon board? And she got she offered the job there to work for NPR or something. She interviewed.
And didn't she turn it down? Or
well, it only paid $50,000 a year. Remember?
Yeah,
I want more money than that.
Which is more disgusting, that or Chelsea?
Well, they're both repulsive. Monica Lewinsky, she's a moron. $50,000, that's not enough money.
Stop bullying her, Drew.
I need more money than that.
Don't bully her.
I love these people that just think because they want more money, they should be paid more money.
Yeah.
Because they want more and they need more.
I deserve it.
It reminds me of our minimum wage argument now.
Yep.
You can't raise a family on $950 a year. So make the job pay more money. Don't get more skills to get a job that would pay you enough to raise for a family of four. Just make the job pay more for everyone.
Do you think with the debates being, 6 days away now, do you think, how much of Bill Clinton do you think Trump is going to bring up? How much of that?
I don't think he'll bring it up.
You don't think he'll bring up any of the...
I think it'll come up if she suggests that he's misogynist or he's unfit to be commander-in-chief because of the way he treats women. And
that's a losing battle for not only because of Clinton, but also because of the policy he rolled out with his daughter.
Yeah.
Well, I just think that's a losing battle for her, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, because it springs Bill Clinton into the picture, of course. She said something. She made in my opinion, kind of a gaffe by talking about, and I think this came up because there was all that talk, remember, about Trump and how he treats women.
Mm-hmm.
And, people in his organization, it turned out that he said some stupid things, of course, no shock there. But he'd promoted a lot of women. He had been not the worst by any means. But he's just a coarse guy, period. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think he's misogynistic. I really don't think...
Did you see Donald Trump, the way he spoke to her?
Anyway, for some reason, I don't even know if it had anything to do with Trump, but Hillary Clinton made this big point of saying, if women say they've been sexually assaulted, they should be believed. And of course, there's been, what about when your husband... When those women said your husband sexually assaulted them, then should they be believed too?
Oops, yeah, Juanita Broderick, who he allegedly raped.
And there's another one, Kathleen Willey.
Yeah.
And then, Paula Jones said he just pulled the bring his dick out thing.
good move, Bill.
Suck on it. Come on.
Jennifer Come Flowers.
On. Jennifer Flowers.
Oh, she was into it.
That was a full-on, relationship.
Oh, that.
So was Marky Post.
And... I wish I had the transcript for that Paula Jones thing. It's so funny. Oh, my God. What about Hillary?
Who?
His face turned beet red.
Did he go, well, you want a threesome?
I tell you, if she's into it, I'll be fine.
All right,
with
I'll go ask her. I think it's kind of gross, but
How can he ask her though? Remember how she has to have her people get a hold of his people?
Yeah, that's right.
So,
that's right. You could call her chief of staff. I don't think anyone really thought about how weird that was, and the person wrote the story like it was the most normal thing in the world for a wife to call her husband's chief of staff to find out if he would do something for her.
Well, they're never seen together.
I wonder what the story it really is between those two.
I don't think they're ever together.
It's kind of fascinating, isn't it?
I'd like to know when she went home with pneumonia or the flu, as Bill thought it was, back to Chappaqua. He wasn't even there.
I did not get the impression he was there.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
I don't know. It's
exhausted by it.
It seems stupid that she didn't just divorce him at some point, because who would have thought any less of her? No one. Why would she stay married to him?
Because she probably foresaw him as being the secret weapon to win an election. And honestly...
He doesn't do her that much.
Oh, I think he does more than you think. I mean, he just gave that big speech in Vegas. There are a lot of people there. He gets attention. He gets media attention. he's still in his sickly as he can look, he still is a good speaker.
So she's staying married to him just because he might help her become president.
Sure. Would you be surprised by that?
No, I wouldn't. The whole thing is just so disgusting.
Of course, but it's not like she's got to go, Bill's not fucking me anymore. I got to go find a new guy. You know, it's nothing like that. It's a marriage of convenience.
But he's also infatuated with balloons now.
I know.
Downturn.
If you ever need to distract Bill Clinton, just blow up a balloon and swat it in the air. If he's ever coming, next woman he tries to attack, she should just blow up a balloon, swat it in the air, and as he's just staring at it for minutes, she should just run away. Oh, you're into balloons like me, huh?
Women around the world are just supplied with balloons.
Instead of
nobody carries mace anymore.
Or rape whistles, just balloons for Bill Clinton. Blow him up, hit him in the air, and run away.
I want you. Oh, look at the balloon. Look at that balloon.
Hey, where'd she go?
Hey, that one's got stars on it.
She's missing this balloon. My God. She blew up this balloon, now she's gone.
Things just floating.
Oh, man, look at that. That way I can hit it back up.
Look, it's going higher. Here it comes down.
I'm going to hit it back up.
Look at that big one.
If it touches the ground, the world blows up. I got to hit it up again. He's just sitting in his hotel room hitting fucking balloons up.
And when we were making fun of that, I really forgot how legitimate that was. When Jay put it on the screen the other day, it was like, oh, my God, he is fascinating. He is.
Well, the killer was just them pointing and pointing out other balloons to each other.
Look at those balloons, Hillary. They're all there's like 1,000 of them coming down at once.
Oh, my God, that one's got stars on it. How'd they do that?
Some are blue and some are white.
Look at that one, Bill.
That one has stars.
What, does somebody have to blow all these up themselves?
How'd they get all these balloons in one place?
I'm gonna keep them up there so long. So stupid. Oh, man.
Hey, did you read about...
This election can't be over soon enough.
I know. It's like...
So we can just bitch about one person instead of two.
48 days. Hey, did you read the story about the head transplant?
What?
Did you read, the one at this? I mean, I know I handed it to you, but look at it.
I immediately dismissed it.
Oh, is it total BS?
Well, I'm sure their intentions are good, but we learned they can't even put a hand on correctly anymore.
Well, but maybe they know more about how to put heads on.
Yeah, because heads are so easy.
Some guy, this Russian guy, has volunteered to have the first head transplant.
Hey, look at his body, that's why.
That guy?
Yeah, that's him, right?
He's got
a disease.
His girlfriend's opposed to him having the operation.
Oh.
She must have seen the other head.
The penis.
And gone, oh, that new head's ugly.
No, his head is going on another body. He's not getting a new head. It doesn't work that way.
Why not? Why isn't he getting a new head?
Well, because your brain's going to be wherever the head is. He's getting a new body. It's not really a body.
How's the other person? The other person's getting a new head.
It's really, that person's dead. I think it's a cadaver, right?
Wait.
They're not just this isn't face off. They're not just swapping bodies and heads.
So they're putting a live head on someone else.
On a donor body. That's how I took it. Right?
Wait, let's start from scratch. You've got someone is getting a new head, right? Something's wrong with their head and they're getting a better one.
But you're not taking the brain out and putting it in the head.
I don't know. What? What? A head transplant to me means like from the neck up.
Yes,
is you're trading with someone else.
Yeah, but your mind, which isn't physical, your mind stays with that brain that's in that head. So it's really a body transplant. It's not like if you switched my head with your body, I'm not this person over here anymore. I'm that person over there.
Hey, let's do it. Let's try it. We always switch back.
If you want to carry,
doesn't like it.
If you want to carry this load around all day, be my guest.
Just for a while.
It's not that fun.
So why are they
quite
doing
exhausting.
This? Why is this being done?
Because his body sucks. He wants.
So what's the head going to do for him? His head. There's nothing wrong with his head.
No, he's that head is getting a new body. It's a body transplant, really.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay, so his head is being put on
a corpse, yeah.
Okay.
They're going to slice that head off.
And they think that corpse is going to come to life with his head?
That's the plan, yeah. You're going to connect all the blood in the spinal cord. And it's ridiculous.
I'm betting on this not working. Is there a line on this? I'm betting everybody's dead.
I think that's plus 80,000.
The aim of the surgery is to first cut the spinal cord.
What?
The idea that it's a face-off kind of thing. Let's trade heads. I'm in. Yeah, okay, I'm in.
But no matter what two, okay, if it was that, whatever two bodies are changing, someone's always losing.
Oh, yeah.
One body's always going to suck more than another body.
The aim of surgery is to first cut the spinal cord, then repair it before using electrical or magnetic stimulation to reanimate the nerves and even movement in the corpse. So they thinking that this guy's no longer going to be in a wheelchair when he gets this new body?
Mm-hmm.
An article, does this guy get to like choose from all the corpses? Go, no, that body sucks. No, that guy's got nice biceps, but no, his legs are
stupid. Oh, he's going to go straight to the dong. Now, this corpse's dong will work, right? Like, he didn't have ED or anything. His veins are good. Right? Okay, I want that dong. And then he's going to get in that body. He's going to get hard, and it's going to have Peronis. No! It was a bait and switch.
They didn't tell me that the tip bent. He's not a grower. Fuck that.
Hey, you didn't ask. You just said if it worked. You got to ask better questions. I mean, he is the first person doing this. He's not going to ask all. There's going to be some terrible like disease this body has that he doesn't know about. After all, why did he die?
Valerie Spridnoff suffers from a genetic disorder. It means he's wheelchair-bound and physically unable to take care of himself without constant assistance.
Oh, that sucks.
He's offered to be the first to undergo the controversial procedure proposed by Dr. Sergio Canavero, which would see him being decapitated and then his head being reattached. This is so weird to a donor body.
Don't you think it would have a better chance of working if it was put on some kind of cyborg body? Like a robotic body?
Yeah,
like
sure.
Those Japanese robots that play soccer, like just take the head off that Japanese robot and put his head on, you know, some circuit board.
When they say decapitated, they act like somebody's just going to take a sword and go,
right. Hey, it's the clearest way to do it.
Or he's going to get in some crazy car accident.
A guillotine.
She supports me in all that I do, but my girlfriend doesn't think that I need to change. She accepts me the way I am. She doesn't think I need the surgery.
Aw.
My motivation personally is about improving my own life conditions and to go to the stage where I'll be able to take care of myself, where I'll be independent from other people. Where I can wipe my own ass.
That sucks. And
he didn't actually say the last part.
Come on, that's known.
But yeah, of course.
Like the guy with the claw hand, we learned how he wiped his butt.
Oh! I need people to help me every day, even twice a day, because I need someone
blows.
To take me off my bed and put me in my wheelchair, and it makes my life pretty dependable on other people. And if that there's a way to change this, I believe it should be tried.
Now, see, I just hear a guy that's ready to be sold a bill of goods.
Yep.
Like, he comes to the doctor, and the doctor's like, I'm going to get some money. Hey, man, I could put that head on a new body. It's going to cost you about $2 million. You raise it and sign this.
Pick the body.
Sign this. You might die. You might die. It's really, really rare, though, but I think I can do this. I mean, they're kind of preying on him.
Yeah, we've never failed with this before. Never done it, but never failed.
Sign me up.
The process of deathly disintegration is not an immediate process. We name this effect the Frankenstein effect. Oh, cool. It comes as Dr. Canavero and his colleagues have announced the results of experiments to show they can reconnect the spinal cord after it was severed in a dog.
I have a feeling this doctor laughs like, every time a joke just builds and builds and builds. That's how he laughs no matter what.
Dr. Canavero claims the results prove the technique used, known as Gemini spinal cord fusion, will also work in humans to fuse two ends of a spinal cord together. Well, why can't they just replace people from the point in their spinal cord where they're damaged and have everybody walking around?
Oh, I like that theory. Mm-hmm. Like just
well, you do it with the head,
like a lower body. Yeah,
you have like a mid body transplant, a half torso and arms transplant, and head.
I like that.
Then be used to connect a transplanted head to a donor body, allowing a paralyzed patient to regain control of a body. This is wild.
Julie and I were having a conversation once about cremation versus burial. You know?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I can't really decide what I want to do, so I think I want to be just cremated from here down, you know, because if they're going to have the ability to bring me back to life, that I don't really care about walking anyways, and I wouldn't mind a new dong. So I told her to cremate me from here down, from my waist down.
But you've got to go to
I could get rid of
the cryonics place then.
Maybe I should just, like, can I keep these arms? I kind of like my arms all right, so, like, this part down,
You got to save up for cryonics, mister.
I already am. And then she can burn that part. And then, so when you guys go to my funeral and it's open casket, you might just see like an upper torso.
Well, can't they put some fake legs on you just for the appearances?
Sure. Whatever makes you guys feel better. And then I just told her I don't care because I'll be dead. So you can do whatever you want.
Of course.
I don't care what you do. You can throw me in the garbage.
You guys are talking about the head and body transplant here. Do you remember the Ricky Gervais show?
Yeah. Which one?
The Carl Pilkington, the cartoon one.
God, it's my favorite podcast of all time besides this one.
It just made me think of a funny one that they did where Carl's talking about when you transplant the head onto another body.
Yeah.
If you go to masturbate, are you gay at that point because you're beating off some other guy's dick? I got it up here if you want
to play it. I listen to this anytime I can.
You know, whilst you've been working on that, I've been travelling about a bit. Went to Dorset, right? Nice beach there. Mm. And you know those huts you get, like a hut on the beach?
Oh, where you get changed?
You can get changed in it, but they're better than that. It's like you can put a telly in it, sofa if you want.
Oh, you don't mean the Victorian changing huts?
Yeah,
you
those
mean
sort
like
of things. It's sort of bigger than that.
Yeah.
And we're walking down there, and there's a really sort of big fat family. In one of them, there's about four of them, and you could tell
they're huge.
They'd never had a game of anything. Do you know what I mean? They just sit down there, eating ice cream, looking at the scene, what have you. And the weird thing is, the little fat kid, the youngest one, who must have been, I don't know, about eight, he was really fat to the point of you couldn't see his neck.
Yeah.
And he sat at the front of his mum and dad and his older sister. He sat there and he had a frisbee, and I thought, look, they don't want to play with him. I mean, that's an active game to play, isn't it?
Yeah.
A frisbee. As we got closer, he was just using it to eat Maltesers out of.
He's using it as a plate.
Again, you know, the one active thing he's got is using it to eat out of.
Yeah. Extraordinary.
And that just sums up what people are like, you know, when it comes to keeping fit and activities.
Oh, that's fantastic. One thing I've noticed, that because I occasionally go to the gym, and you know those guys who work out constantly to give themselves extraordinary physiques? Just that, you know, they're on the trip, they're on the weights, and they're really... You know, I've noticed in the summer particularly, those guys cannot wait to get their shirts off.
Yeah.
Everywhere you see, they're walking around. If they've got a good torso, they are walking shirts off. Even, I think, if you go to nightclubs, I notice there's always one guy who's thinking, well, I have put so much work into this body, I have got to get my shirt off on the dance floor.
A vest, yeah.
You know, and it comes straight off.
A brand new tattoo. I'm not covering that up.
Exactly.
I've paid a lot for it. Let's see it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what we were saying about bodies. I can't remember why we were talking about it. We've got to a point in science now that you can change a head.
Right? No, well, that doesn't make any sense at all.
It was a program on. It was done in the 50s or 60s where they stuck a monkey's brain on a stick and had it wired up, and it still worked. Right,
right, okay.
And that was in like the 60s. Or
right, okay. Well, so, to say to change a head makes no sense at all, because if you put a different head on a different body, you're changing the body.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm about to say to you.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that I'd be more confident if I had someone else's body, because if anyone dissed it, I can go, no, it's bad, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
Well, it's like, say...
As opposed to someone else's head?
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be me, would it? The head is me.
Well, of course it is. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
so what do you mean?
Me.
You'd be happier having someone else's body? What, than your own?
What I mean is, say if you're wondering about... For some reason... There's an incident. You have to take your top off, and that, and everyone's looking at you, right? And you're a bit sort of, you know, you haven't got the muscles and that, you haven't got the six pack,
right?
Which six isn't that pack. Nice anyway. I don't know why that's become a nice thing, really, seeing the insides of you. You might as well
seeing the insides,
the see-through skin idea, but it's a bit weird, isn't it? You can see stuff.
No, it's the muscle in front of the.
No, it's not.
Sometimes it is.
It's not
the outline of your organs.
You can't see tubes. You can see tubes and veins and stuff.
Well, you can see veins.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see that. That's why we've got skin over it.
Looking at naked men, then.
Well, but sometimes you can't help it because it's been hot, and like you say, there's people walking about with vests on and that. So anyway, what I'm saying is, say if some incident happened, I'm walking about with my top off.
Right.
Girls are laughing at me, right?
Why?
Don't know, they might.
Yeah, go on. So they wouldn't look at your body. They'd all look at your head.
So what I mean is,
yeah,
rewind that, right, and imagine all that happens again, but I've got someone else's body.
Right. Whose body?
Just some fella who's died, and my body was injured, and they said, we've got a new body in. You can have it. We'll stick your head on it.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, say if...
They're laughing at you.
At the body. Yeah. But at least I'd be able to sort of go, I know it's a mess, but it's not mine. At least I don't have to claim ownership.
So all of this extraordinary technology that can make a head, put one head on another person's body, so you can go, yeah, it's not my body.
But it's not your own.
I'm not being funny, though. So if you have a body transplant, right, and you're there, you're at home, naked, you look down, lovely penis and a set of testicles.
Yeah.
Right? What do you do with them?
What do you mean, what am I doing with them?
Well, do you like them?
Well, you wouldn't mess about with them as much as if they were your own.
But if you did mess about with them, would you feel guilty that you were messing about with another man's testicles and penis?
And it's the full body.
Yeah.
No, because they're not my hands either.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You're a genius. You're a fucking genius.
That's brilliant. God, I love that show, that podcast. Did you just watch the TV show, or have you heard all their podcasts, Jay?
I just caught the TV show. They have like
how many
seasons?
Podcasts are there?
Oh, they did a bunch, and you can actually find like torrents that have. It's really interesting that Ricky and Steven did a radio show on the weekends on a music station. Like they would spin tunes and just talk in between. That's where they met Carl, because Carl was their producer and would run the board. But you can find all those. It's really.
Carl was a producer? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they just started having these conversations with him off the air and realized, oh my God, this guy is bizarre. And he's actually quite a good storyteller.
Yes.
Because he points out observations that are so ridiculous and things you wouldn't notice about things. I can't say enough great things about that, about them.
There's a mirror story today about most epic sexting fails.
Oh, fun.
And they're really good. Like this one guy.
Are they typos?
Some of them are, yeah. Okay. It's like, hello, tell me something that will make me wet. Go outside, it's raining. Try again. Don't use an umbrella.
Oh, where's the fun in this person?
Well, they're just being rejected.
Yeah.
Then this guy sends a picture of...
What guy, if somebody texted that to him, would say that?
I don't know. Some guy didn't like the chick that much or was just not into her. I don't know. Hmm. That's just one sample. This guy sends a dick pic, and then nothing happens. So sends another, and then he gets a wrong number. Yep, my bad.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh. Yeah, there's actually a few of them like the last one. Tell me something will make me wet. I'm not wearing any pants. Did it work? Try again. I'm not wearing any pants, but I have socks on. I don't know what that's all about. New message, and then it's this black chick with this huge ass, and she's pointing it at the camera, and she says, I know what you want, and then she says right below that, oh, I'm sorry, my bad, and then he says, seriously? Yes, I'm so sorry, I had the wrong number.
Oh, whoops.
And this is for you, big old dick pic. Who is this? Oh, sorry, wrong number.
Come on. Are they just so blinded by their own horniness level and their blood all being in their dick they can't put in the right number or search for the right name?
Who knows? You can keep the picture anyway. Dad ass is still just for you, boo. I've been a very naughty girl this year. I think I need to be punished, smiley face. That's not good. Santa's going to bring you a lump of colon. What the fuck? I mean a lump of coal. Still, what the fuck? Have you heard of sexting? Then, hey, babe, you want to come over tonight? Sure, babes. What do you want to do? P, hint, it involves pillows and blankets, smiley face, and then less than three? That's a kiss. Oh, my God, we're going to build a fort?
Oh. It's a kiss.
Oh. Oh, here we have another guy in a what is this? Oh, he's nude. They're trying to cover it. This one should make you laugh. Tarzan pose, LOL. Oh, sorry, wrong number. Hey, it's JD. Here's another pic. You got any more pics yourself? And then nothing. Another picture of his chest. And then, I think you have a wrong number. That guy's face is in it, too. No,
actually, that one drew there.
Yeah.
They're just looking at the guy sends a face pic of himself.
Yeah.
The guy that responds is like, oh, you want another pic?
Oh, that's his chest.
Funny.
Here you go.
Thank you again for an amazing date, smiley face. Anytime, smiley face. When's the second date? I can't wait to see those big, beautiful nipples of yours. And then, no, I'm so sorry. I meant dimples. My phone changed it. I did not mean to write nipples. I'm going to jump off a bridge now. My phone does that all the fucking time. I hate that. I mean, not sexting, but just...
Yeah, autocorrect.
Yeah, a word that I've clearly is a word, and they change it into something else. Send me a picture of your vagina. Wrong number. And then sends a picture of, what is that, Jay, a ham sandwich?
Oh, gross.
Hope this helps.
It's like stacked ham.
Oh.
Sext me right now. Yeah, old baguette. Ha, 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 ha.
What?
I don't know what that is.
Dumb.
Send me a pic of young peon. Okay, LOL. Oh, my God. Send me a pic of your pens. Penis, please. Lib is Gorby. Horny.
Oh, man.
These damn phones. Take advantage of me, please. I'd love to. Hope you're ready for 50 minutes of hot sex when you get homeless. Home, damn it.
Homeless, gross.
LOL, I'm hoping I never get homeless.
It gets sexed right away.
Let's see. Oh, wait. I love you. I need to hear you whisper that in my ear. While your hands assault my body and your lips kiss my ECM. Neck. I'd love to get my hands on your electronic control module. Epic fail. The other guy writes back. Oh, what are you doing? Laying in my bed? Naked? Yes. Show me. It's dark. I don't care. And so she sends this completely black picture. It's just nothing but blackness. I want a picture for my birthday. He sends a picture of his face smiling. Happy birthday of you naked. He sends another one of his face. Below the belt. And then he puts his belt above his head.
No. Some other
headshots. Come on, one pic. I just think you're so sexy. I don't know. I don't want you showing my pic to your friends, LOL. I swear I won't show anyone ever. I promise. And then she sends like this romance novel picture. This chick holding up like a towel just over her region.
Oh, that's funny. Isn't that what ruined the naked picture texting? Is that, you know, people are going to start showing on their friends immediately?
Oh, I know. Of course. God, I love the misspellings. I think those are by far.
Yeah, funny. Easily.
When you're homeless. What are you doing? Laying in bed? Just laying in bed? Nothing else? I'm eating cereal. Nice. What would you do if I was in bed next to you? Eat my cereal? LOL. I mean, if the cereal wasn't there, then I'd get out of the bed and go get cereal. Send me a picture of your, and then there's something blocked out, baby. And so, what's that a picture of, Jay?
It's a knob. Send me a picture of your knob,
oh,
baby.
Oh, your knob, baby. He sends a picture of a knob.
A doorknob.
Aha, baby. You're winky. He sends the Teletubby winky.
God.
So she finishes with, fuck you.
Yeah. here's another piece of wonderful, wonderful work from the UK Mirror. They want me to stay away when I'm PMSing. Woman horrified to discover her male colleagues. I'll just read the story. Woman discovered her male colleagues were tracking her period so they can avoid her when she is moody and stay away from trouble. Woman was talking to a male coworker about relationships during their lunch break when the unnamed man told her she was single because she talked back. Mm. When the woman who was unnamed began to cry, the man apologized but asked her if she was on her period. Woman said she was on her period and asked the man how he knew, after which he revealed he'd been tracking her menstrual cycle on a calendar.
Oh.
They want to stay away from me when I'm PMSing because I get moody, the woman told a friend. It's a good strategy to track her period cycle in order to avoid unnecessary situations, the man said. Before heading, he was just trying to stay away from trouble.
Every guy's going to reach out to this guy and figure out, hey, man, what's how'd you do it? Get his he can start doing seminars.
And then we have this story seems to come up about every month. It's this chick who wants to just breastfeed anywhere, anytime, whenever the mood strikes that child, just whip it out.
Good, go for it.
I have no problem with this.
I've totally just changed my opinion on it. Just do it everywhere and anywhere.
Mother shares powerful Instagram post after she was shamed by her own parents for feeding her child in public.
Just go ahead and do it.
Kelly Stanley was at a restaurant with her parents and her daughter, Maya. Maya became hungry, so Kelly began to breastfeed her at the table. Kelly's father threw a cloth at his daughter and told her to cover up.
Well, I would do that, too.
A first-time mother shared a powerful message on Instagram after she was shamed by her own parents. Kelly Stanley was breastfeeding her 9-month-old daughter, Maya, in a restaurant when she claimed her parents told her to cover up.
Well, can I throw this out there? Can we make a deal in society? Look, cool, go breastfeed anywhere you want, but we might stare and look because it's not something you see every day, and you might have giant boobs.
Yeah. And every girl who is adamant about breastfeeding in public has giant boobs.
Well, yeah.
I've never seen a story like this where the girl has below a double D cup.
I think most women would go breastfeed in private, but when the milk bags are that big and overflowing, they don't have a choice. They just got to get it out.
Yeah, they for some reason, they just feel more maternal than women with smaller breasts. I don't know why.
When are the smaller breast women going to come out and say that those women, by breastfeeding in public, are bullying them? By doing
their body
something,
shaming them.
Their body, yep, exactly, Drew.
Breastfeeding is a normal, natural thing. If someone has a problem with me feeding my child whenever and wherever, that is their problem. It should never be the breastfeeding mom's problem. This is on her Instagram.
I told you what my brother said. My favorite thing, my funniest thing my brother ever said. There was a family discussion about it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what my mom said, is that it's natural. My brother goes, so I was taking a dump, but I don't do it in the middle of the family room. And just walked out of the room. It's my favorite drop the mic moment.
I'm sure your mom loved that.
She admittedly laughed at it. My mom's got a good sense of humor.
Can you see if Rosie's been on Facebook?
Oh, I'm sure she has.
What's that picture, Jay? You're holding on to me.
That's
in the story. Oh, yeah, she's doing a handstand. The baby's breastfeeding on her while she's doing a handstand.
What? See, that is body shaming. She's just showing off now.
The baby wants it. She wants it, and she's going to give it to her. They continue to say, I needed to be considerate of those who might be offended, men who sexualize breastfeeding, and I'm over here thinking it's the men who should be considerate, not sexualized breastfeeding. We need to stop making excuses for men and start expecting them to act like mature human beings who are capable of being in control of themselves.
We missed Mom by 5 minutes.
Oh, really? What was she doing? Do we know what she was doing?
It just shows she was online 5 minutes ago.
What was she doing? Well, it does. How do you know she was on if you don't know what she was doing on Facebook?
In the friends list on the side,
yeah,
it shows if they're actively online, if you want to chat with them, or if they've been idle for X number of minutes. So
I didn't know if you could go and see that she liked this link or shared something.
It just shows
her
status. Then Kelly writes this letter to, is this a letter to the world, or is this a letter to her friend that she put up there?
Well, she put it on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she tells, you know, basically the front part of the story, and then I wish I could say I was polite and respectful about the situation. Actually, I lied. I don't wish that. I went off on him, and I'm glad I did. You know why? Because the gesture was humiliating, because no woman should ever feel like she is being inappropriate or immodest by feeding her baby anywhere, ever. Mm. Breastfeeding is not indecent exposure. It's inviting men to gawk at my breasts, even if, God forbid, the baby unlatches and they see my bare nipple. No, I'd rather not pull my shirt down in a public place or a nice restaurant. I'd rather people not see my stretch-marked breast or scratched nipples. Oh, God, I don't know that either. But you know what? We can't sit here and tout that breast is best and then have a fit about how inappropriate it is to feed a baby in public. You can't expect women to want to breastfeed and then show them to the car when their baby gets hungry, or expect them to let the baby wail in hunger or need. Babies are notorious for wanting to eat at the most inconvenient and awkward times, and most of them hate to be covered. Breastfeeding is a normal, natural thing, and if someone has a problem with me feeding the child wherever and whenever, that's their problem. Should never be the breastfeeding mom's problem. They continue to say, I need to be considerate of those who might be offended, men who sexualize breastfeeding. And I'm over here thinking, it's the men who should be considerate.
Okay. Well, then we're going to stare, right?
No, you're sexualizing breastfeeding, Mark.
No, I'm looking at this person that's breastfeeding in public. Just like if someone was taking a dump in public, I'd probably watch. Not sexualizing it.
Oh, by the way, after undergoing an operation, Maya became able to breastfeed. She wasn't originally able to breastfeed. She had a tongue and lip tie, which made her unable to latch, which Kelly said made her feel a sense of massive accomplishment for her and her baby. So that's one of the reasons she feels so strongly about letting the child breastfeed whenever and wherever she wants. So anyway.
Okay.
And she's included about 16 pictures of her breastfeeding.
Looking hot.
Yeah, with her giant boobs.
She's pretty attractive.
Yeah, she's pretty cute,
yeah,
actually. Loves whipping that thing out there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough of her bitching. All right. Yeah. Well, Ryan brought his photog in here today, and I guess that piece on Fox 2 will run sometime on Monday?
Yeah, he said next week, probably Monday. Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted. He's going to keep us posted, and we'll keep you posted in case you have a need to get more of this. I don't know why that would be, but if that's the case, what's today, Tuesday? Yeah. So tomorrow we're back. Thursday's Trudy. And then I don't know what's happening tomorrow. We may have a special guest or we might not have a special guest. But thanks to Ryan Ermani for coming by from Fox 2. And is there any other business? I guess I'll try to stop swearing tomorrow.
What does that mean? Why?
I know.
Why does your not want to swear so much?
Wait. What? Why are people waking out about this? I explained.
Do you want me to read the comments?
Yeah, sure.
All right. What? I wish they would tell us what's going on. Which I appreciate, but the fact is there's nothing going on other than maybe not wanting to swear as much. Maybe I misjudged it. I just didn't think there was that much about swearing that is that big a deal, you know?
I went through the same thing when we were doing this before. In 2013, for some reason, it was so intoxicating to be able to swear. And then after about 3 days, I thought, why am I swearing so much? I don't swear this much. I thought it sounded...
Well, it really lessens the strength of the expletive if you overuse it.
No, I think it makes it more powerful when,
and frankly,
when it's less common.
Frankly, it's very challenging not to sometimes.
Well, I've gotten so in the habit on the podcast...
Have a parrot, a toddler around who parrots what you say, and you'll learn not to swear.
I know. So no, well, there wasn't any underhand
nefarious
reason.
Yeah.
Why? I just was saying that because I was listening to the podcast and I thought I'm swearing too much. I don't swear that much.
This person wrote, "Did I miss something? Why the F is Drew trying not to effing swear on the effing podcast?"
I'm trying
That's
to swear.
Really where it started.
I'm trying to swear less, a lot less, because I just thought it was overdone. I just thought it sounded, I don't know.
And then the next person, yeah, I heard that on the podcast. Is he turning into a Mormon as well? And then the conspiracy is that we're training for a radio gig, which, you know, I could use a job, but that's not why. That doesn't really go into it.
Jeez. Jay's been including some of the reviews and how easy it is to review and rate the show at the end of some of the post.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been getting a lot of reviews, which is great.
I mean,
it helps us.
Thank
it's supposed
you.
To help us anyway. Let's see, who's that? Terry F.O. Moco. Excuse me. I'm so glad Drew and Mike's show is back. I love it. Best podcast around. Give it a try. You will love it. Thank you. And then N. Hobbs. Oh, Port Austin Rob. Great to hear you guys again. Best podcast out there. Been listening to shows since I was in eighth grade back in 94. Well, you must have learned a lot from us.
Mm.
N. Hobbs.
That's frightening.
I love this even more than when on the air. Now I never miss a thing. Drew occasionally, Mike, Mark, Trudy. How can you go wrong? All the other guests on the show are great as well. I love they keep up the new shows. Always have something to listen to. Glad you guys are back. Daisy. Poo-poo. Daisy Poo-poo?
Hot.
Daisy Poo-poo. Excellent podcast. Good mix of comedy, news, and current events. MJM, the Drew and Sometimes Mike Show, gets me through my night at work. Being a truck driver, keep up with the great work. Guys, Drew Blows. Aaron from Berkeley. Drew, I love your Elvis and Bill Clinton impersonations. Mark, your Bill Cosby is funny, along with Obama.
Oh, wow.
Mouse Man, having Drew, Mark, and the boys. Every once in a blue moon, Mike Clark shows up. Back to listen to whenever I want is awesome. Great talk, great guests. Lots more swearing makes the show better than the old days. And no more on bosses now. Woo!
Go for it.
Bob Rock 50, awesome podcast. Best way to current is to listen to this podcast. TM 8163. So glad to find good Detroit talk radio again because the local airwaves have dropped everything that's not completely dumb or sports. But it's a bummer for me at least that this is considered explicit content on iTunes. Oh, I'm sorry about that. As it won't let me download to my work phone. But other than that, the show is great. Heck, even Bill Burr is not considered explicit, so it seems like this show could qualify as well. Please, please, please drop the explicit tag so more people could listen easier. I still subscribe and support.
Yeah, drop it. I don't know. Do we need, does it, do they
do? How does he subscribe, by the way?
Do we?
I didn't know you could get a subscription to
this show. Yeah, on iTunes, that's what I do. Yeah.
I meant as in a money subscription.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's a pain because the downloads I get in iTunes won't play on my phone. Just have to listen instead through the website. Sorry. Is there any way we can drop the explicit label, I guess?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, drop it.
If Bill Burr doesn't have it, I mean, that seems kind of silly.
Yeah, it says we're not swearing anymore.
Yeah, it says we're not swearing.
We're planning something. I was just laughing at posts. I was laughing at posts people put up on the Drew Mike podcast page.
Uh-huh.
And Matt Jennings put up a mock-up of the U of D logo with my new slogan, which I forgot about yesterday.
Which is?
Come get some D. With the cum spelled C-U-M. So it's got the new stupid logo with that slogan on it. I think it's pretty strong. I think that's the way to do it.
I think if you spell it C-O-M-E, you might be able to get away with it.
People love your Louis Anderson, too. I think they want a whole show done as Louis. Here's another one. Not swearing on the podcast.
Thanks, Mom!
What's up, guys? Not swearing on the podcast.
I love when people get suspicious about nothing.
Instead of liking it, I'm doing the wow response. just to confuse people more. there's nothing behind it. Relax.
Jeez.
Just sometimes less
is that upsetting? I'll just swear up a storm.
Sometimes less is more. Right?
Yes. I think it is powerful, more mm-hmm. powerful when it's done less. Let's see. Who else has given us a nice review? J-Paw. I've been listening for 20-plus years of podcasters. Good or better than the radio show. Still number one in Detroit and beyond. Thank you. J-Manturi. Love listening to this during the daily commute. What dude do? What's popping? This podcast? I love it.
Matt Jennings, who made the Come Get the D logo, another one up here. And it's Tom Cruise as Jackoff Reacher Around. He made a poster for it, a movie poster. These are really good, Matt. I'm tears looking at them.
Can I see it from here?
Yeah, I got it up there. See it? And his lips are white. Tom Cruise, Jackoff Reacher Around. That's really funny.
You have to work in the Have a Boundless Tomorrow.
Have a Boundless Tomorrow. Boundless Future.
Drew Lynn is the best. Love when Maz is on. That's Mad Dunk. Huddy-O says, thanks, guys, for keeping it stiff. Great podcast. K-Plan B. Love the Drew and Mark podcast. I listen every day. So does my boss, friend, and my dad. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I think you guys, I enjoy you guys much better on the podcast than radio. So does everyone I know, actually. Best podcast on iTunes. Hands down!
I'm still blown away at the listener in England who never listened on air, so that's cool.
Yeah, we get a few of those from time to time, people that just somehow found us. There was someone who said, where were they? They were not in America.
They're not in America.
In America! What? They were in, like, France or somewhere, and they were saying that someone told them there was this podcast, an American podcast that they would love, and sure enough, they did. And they were listening pretty regularly, too.
Wow.
Guy H. says, Thomas Fiorini eats boogers. 5 stars. Thank you. Frankenstein's buddy. My favorite guys for 20 years. It's so great to hear everyone again. And if you're unfamiliar with the show, you should check it out. Chooker says, Legends in Detroit, best show ever. TBB 1226, can't say enough good things about the show, so I won't say any. Just know that I pretty much don't listen to anything else since this podcast started. Nice. Very nice. These are all since September 15th? That's great. No, it's it does help the show's rating to have ratings and the actual written part, too. Logo Chick. Hey, Logo Chick sent pictures to Facebook. Those cute pictures from the Biltmore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. cute girl.
You know, she sent pictures before when she was demonstrating the logo on a T-shirt, and she looks really cute. But those pictures from the Biltmore.
Yeah. Hubba hubba.
Best podcast ever. Uncensored, hilarious, and smart. Best drops. Drew Lane. Enough said. Podcast rules. Thanks for the laughs. Thank you, Logo Chick.
Wow.
She likes the Logo Chick label, huh? I
think so.
Yeah, it's anonymous enough. Huh?
Yeah, I like that.
Just anonymous enough.
The Drew and Mike podcast. Subscribe on iTunes, please. And we got just went over 1,000 ratings.
And we like doubled in like last, not even 2 weeks?
Yeah. Exactly. Basically, since we found out ratings matter and we passed that along, we have done almost double. Yeah. Huh. I didn't think we were over 1,000 for a long time. So that's great. Thanks, everybody.
Cool.
And
thanks for letting us beat each other off, too, reading all those.
Yeah. For sure. We don't know if they bothered. They might have tuned out after the first one.
Well, then they missed Jack Elf Reacher around her.
But you guys talked about changing heads and bodies.
Yes.
And we already talked about beating off when you change heads and bodies.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that is, which is good, though. I got a missed call from LaDuff. I think that means LaDuff's going to be on this week.
All right.
For a change. And Trudy Thursday, and tomorrow, whatever. Whatever shows up will
stuck
be.
Stuck with me.
So, yeah. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. See ya, and go Tigers.